Blackstone Audio presents The Tejano Conflict, Cutter's Wars, by Steve Perry. This book is read by R.C. Bray. This one is for Diane, as ever, and for Ginger Buchanan, the patient, long-suffering, and excellent editor who has taken care of me for a lot more years than either of us wants to think about. Acknowledgements. Thanks this round go to Dal, whose help was most valuable, Doug Atkins for the snake and stick line, Dan Moran in general, Alan Carruth and Woodley White, luthiers par excellence for inspirations in wood and string. Prologue. Hotel Orleans, New York Metroplex. Cutter arrived at the door, which swung open as he got to it. He stepped inside. It was a first-class meeting room, part of a suite, expensive and plush. Good signs. Meant the clients who hired Zori Wood's military unit, the line, had money and didn't mind spending it. Be interesting to see how much of it would come CFI's way. Other than the woman who met him at the door and himself, it seemed they were alone. Hey, how has the galaxy been treating you, Rags?
Can't complain, he said. Yourself?
Wood smiled.
Come on in, have a seat.
I cashiered out a colonel, and now I'm a general. Pay is way better, and I get to call more shots than I did in the GU Army. No up-levels, second-guessing over my shoulder. What's not to like?
Have a glass of this?
She held up a bottle of very good bourbon. He grinned at that. Know my weakness, do you?
Word gets around.
He sat on the couch, as comfortable as it looked, and it looked comfortable. He returned her smile. She was still fit, still handsome. Not in uniform, though she might as well have been. Everything about her clothes and bearing said soldier. She poured him a drink. Wood's preferences ran to women. There had never been anything other than work between them, but the respect had been mutual. He'd been a captain and she a lieutenant when they'd done the Jusian campaign. Clean and mean, that one. It had given him a boost toward colonel and put her further along the path to her captain's bars. A good memory. Long ago and far away. He said, How are the wife and kids? You still married?
Kids are grown, off making grandchildren, and I am still with Gemma. She's her same ornery self. She wants me to retire, for us to buy a starfruit orchard, raise puppies, and watch grandchildren. Couple more years, we'll be able to afford it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?